Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what's happening now? There's an eclipse, and there are all kinds of other planetary happenings, all kinds of things going on that everybody who is familiar with these kinds of things wants to know more about. So I thought the best person to ask is a good friend of mine who is I'm always in awe of her knowledge and wisdom and detail. And she's been on the show before. I love talking with her. Laura Eisenhower, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Hey, Peter, great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, this is crazy time. People have said April will be a great impact. And what's going on?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of attention on this eclipse. I think people are getting a little overwhelmed with the possibilities. People are saying to prep, make sure you have 2 weeks worth of food. Things are, you know, kind of getting shut down. There's a big sort of preparedness around this eclipse time. So, of course, it's always good to be prepared, but the cosmic alignments or the astral alignments and how it impacts us as a humanity is always sort of being inverted into a psyops or some sort of outer event to distract us or grab our attention. And this has really been an ongoing theme for a really long time. It really reached a peak point, of course, a couple of years ago when we are all dealing with the masking and just all the fear surrounding the spread of this supposed virus. Am I allowed to, is this pretty much censorship free?
I don't know. I mean, eventually this will be a video on YouTube, but you know, there's a lot known now. There's a lot of common information now.
I'll be careful with my words. So I just said the V word and hopefully that's all right. But I mean, that was a major growth period for humanity, and the eclipse season is always a major growth period for each of us individually and how that relates to the collective. So with the sun and its movement, the moon and its movement creating this not 2 minutes but 4 minute eclipse is really going to shake up people's world, and it's always a shake up for the better. Sometimes we don't perceive it in that way, and a lot of anxiety can come up. And with Jupiter very close to Uranus and Taurus, there is a breaking down of the identities that we used to have. And with the eclipse energies on the nodal axis with the North Node in Aries, with the Sun, Moon, Venus, and retrograde Mercury, and also Chiron in Aries, there's so much attention on this growth period related to the Aries energy, the healing of the wounds that we have. And like I said, with the Jupiter Uranus conjunction in Taurus, which has to do with self-worth and abundance.
And also, let me just say something that I feel when you talk about Jupiter. Jupiter to me is all about expansion and opening and opportunity.
Right.
And then Uranus is always about sudden change.
Right.
And so that right there is kind of unsettling, but I like your approach being positive.
Well, yeah, because Jupiter and Uranus, Jupiter expands the energies of Uranus, and it's all about the shakeups that help us to find our truth, authenticity, and connection with our higher mind. So as we're facing the wounds of ego, the wounded warrior that we're all experiencing on different levels, depending on how awake we are, we're either or a hard time getting the message across, or the wounds of recognizing that you've been duped. Maybe, you know, a job or a relationship wasn't what you thought it was. So there's massive healing going on an ego identity level. That is the warrior energy, our willpower. It's a fire sign. So in this dragon year, which is all about fire, it's very important that we embrace that. And we're reflecting upon Libra as the South Node. So if you find yourself spending a lot more time alone or relationships are hard, it's because it's a time to stand your ground and really know yourself, to make sure that the relationships you're in are supporting your healing process and your just the healing journey. You don't want to be in a codependency bond or just be acting out these wounds unconsciously.
And what does the South Node have to do with
that? What we reflect upon. So karmic imprints and traumas and where we're reflecting upon the internal balance within ourselves, our relationship with ourselves is being highlighted. And how does that work in relationship with others? So breakups are happening. People are realizing I can't grow anymore with this person if you are really integrating this North Node. So with the Jupiter Uranus, that's really shaking things up in Taurus, you know, people are redefining their sense of self-worth and self-esteem on their own terms instead of how the system rewards us or labels us, depending on our paycheck, depending on who we vote for. And it kind of like shatters all that. And so people are going through a lot of anxiety because they're like, they want to hold on to these labels because it feels like this is who I am. This is what I'm fighting for. But in these kind of energies, it's sort of like, are you sure you want to take that on and lose a sense of sovereignty when this is a time to awaken it? Because we haven't had that very easily, right?
It's like always inner truth is showing up.
Right. And it's always there as an internal voice that we can ignore. We get distracted away from. A lot of people, you know, might stand real strong in that and be the rebels or the revolutionary types or the ones that are really speaking out about and standing in there. Those that aren't used to it, it can feel very stressful because, you know, it's sort of like we're cutting the cords. And whether we like it or not, it's like they're dissolving because the old world and system and old paradigm is sort of crumbling. So we're either on that sinking ship and we get assimilated into it and all the psyops and false news and everything like that, or we recognize I got to let that go and to like recognize that the life preserver is within you and you're on a journey to rediscover yourself while all the subpersonalities or identities that you were labeling yourself as aren't going to hold up as strongly. It doesn't mean people are gonna be like, all right, I'm dropping all labels, but where do you see and notice that the divide and conquer is at an all-time high? Where do you notice the people that want to hold on to that program? And where do you stand with it? Are you going along with that or are you breaking free from it? And I think the energies are putting us in a crisis point and a breaking point in this time of bifurcation to really decide what you're going to align with.
But you know, it's really good then to be grounded in knowing about yourself, for instance, through your astrology, through your human design, through your cards. The more you understand your own nature and proclivity is different from anyone else because you know those things. And you do amazing chart readings. You are so profound. And it's really important for people to have the opportunity to learn about themselves in this climate.
It's so important, to just really know how you tick. What sort of patternings are you looping in, and where can you feel better about sort of the breakthroughs without dismissing them or denying them? And sometimes it's hard for people to know what's coming from their own inner voice because there's so much outer conditioning. There's things that we've taken on that become that inner voice, right?
So for clarity, having a chart reading really helps to know how to differentiate yourself from others.
Right. Because a lot of people are answering to outer authority that was conditioned into them. And so they might feel a lot of resistance. I can't do that. Or that's not practical. Or why bother? Or that's just too out of the box. And where is that really coming from? Is that your intuition? Well, that might be mistaken for it. But really, it's from outside authority, the way you were raised, the way you might have adopted belief systems in the outer world, whether it's religion, whether it's indoctrination. It's just, it needs to be up for question. And when you look at a chart, you can tell, is that really coming from you or is that coming from outside of you to the point where now it's become a block or part of your self-talk, which might not be coming from your higher self or intuition. And often, you know, I find that it does when we need discernment, when we have the healthy boundaries we need. But sometimes people have a boundary to the things that could actually assist them in being more empowered. And having that information and seeing the patternings and the progressions and the transits can just help with that clarity. Because sometimes I think, you know, it's like, is that really my inner voice? Are those my thoughts? Is that really me? And the more self-knowledge we can gain, the better. And then once we've developed that, we don't need to rely on the charts so much. We feel a lot of validation and we feel a lot of recognition of the patternings that might keep us stuck. And without really knowing that, it's easy to trick ourselves or talk ourselves out of really important growth periods or, not you know, maybe understanding what the sensations of anxiety are really like showing, like the symptoms of our body. you know, it's cluing us into something that we need to bring unconditional love and awareness to, not just put it outside of ourselves for somebody else to solve. Although that's important to have assistance, that assistance should help us be a part of it and our own healing journey, instead of like, take this drug, this is what you have, and where you really, like, you're handing over, you know, your health. And when we understand why these symptoms are happening, whether it's physical, emotional, you know, wherever it's happening, when we give it a voice, when we understand it, we unlock what's dormant. We allow for a greater energy flow, because this is a time of upgrading and moving through the fences and seals that have blocked us from the rest of ourselves. So when our body is alerting us, let's get to know it more, instead of get further away from ourselves by looking outside of ourselves. And we need to bridge it a little bit, because I'm not saying like, drop it all. You know, we can all do this by ourselves. I mean, there's amazing doctors and healers and people that will, you know, assist you. But do you feel a trigger? Do you feel like that person is not listening to you and not engaging in you being a part of this process? And that would show where the inverted system has kind of gone wrong in, you know, the medical tyranny that we're seeing in, you don't have a choice, you have to do this. And when we lose that voice, when we lose that ability to speak up, that is definitely something to not consent to and move in a direction of people that, you know, are making you a huge participant in your own process of discovery and awakening.
Right. And we all have different levels of consciousness that can actually be measured. I've been able to measure consciousness levels of awareness, being awakened and being present. And because the higher the consciousness, the more the presence, the more the universal love. And so when we're talking with others, they might not be of high consciousness, and then we're expecting them to be, because we don't realize that there are so many different levels. And we get disappointed that other people can't connect in ways that we think they should be awake to.
Totally. Absolutely. And so we don't want to like get frustrated with that and where our friends and family are at. The thing is, we definitely plant seeds and just have to keep moving forward. And same thing with what we see in the outside world about what this eclipse is going to bring. I mean, it's good to be prepared. Anything could happen, but it's really like a process within ourselves to embrace, because the more we cut the cords with investing in what we're hearing, the more that vital energy and that creative energy is for us to utilize and have that be, you know, the source of what manifests our visions and dreams and solutions, you know, because when we're not well, we want to increase the immune system to wipe out the things that are harming us. We don't want to engage in the negativity or the darkness. We want to rebirth from the darkness, so, and understand it, but not attach ourselves to it or make decisions from that place. We need that cycle to complete itself so that we emerge. And I feel that what happened years ago when all that hit about the fear of death was to stunt our growth, so we wouldn't go through this huge growth period and transformation of letting go of the old paradigm and embracing a stronger relationship with creation. And so everybody's at a different place, and they're going to eventually manifest some sort of event that's going to help them, you know, understand what's really going on. And no matter how far down that road a person has gone, once you get it, once you break free of the mind control and social engineering, it's amazing what the body is capable of doing as far as repairing itself. I really feel the ultimate weapon is on our mind, and our body is not thriving when it's under something that is not true to who you are and your higher self. And once you break free of that, the body has an amazing ability to repair itself. And, you know, where we have empathic overload, you know, learning stronger boundaries, so we're not absorbing it all or feeling overwhelmed or overloaded by the pain and confusion that others are feeling, but just to keep being that resource to the best of our ability. But again, we're all very unique. As you know, you do amazing charts. We all have a unique patterning, and it's not a one size fits all as far as how we get to these greater goals. But it's in us. It's not like we have to find it. We discover it, because winning the war is winning the war on consciousness, and we can only win it within.
I love that. And it's so true that we really have to come from self and be grounded and believe in self. And then, you know, it's kind of like I learned years ago about conspiracies and all that kind of stuff and what's true and what's not. And I remember speaking with Ole Damgaard, who was on the show a number of times, and said, how do you know the difference between, you know, what's true and what's not? And he said, if you're really intuitive, you can smell the difference. And I love that idea, because that kind of grounds us in our own sensitivity of awareness, that we can learn to trust more.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And knowing just where you have a lot of like planets in a certain element, right? If you have a lot of water, or your rising sign is in a water sign, then you know that you're feeling a lot, and the sensitivities are increased. So you want to work with that, not work against it, not, you know, feel like, like you're battling something that should be embraced. You just have to know like how to best, you know, work with it. I find, like a lot of people whose rising sign has progressed from maybe earth to water, it's just like a completely different energy. It doesn't mean your natal chart goes away, but like you're shifting into, you know, another experience, because we're ultimately like going to find wholeness. We have our unique blueprint and chart, but it progresses. It goes through different places that your natal chart doesn't have. And if it doesn't go, you know, the full round, it's going to attract something that it might not have in the chart, because this is how we're rebuilding the 12 strand DNA. We're switching each other on. We're activating things that are dormant. We each have a different piece of the puzzle and a different purpose that, when unified, you know, we can really work together. And this divide and conquer strategy, which is my way or the highway, or I'm right, you're wrong, or this is the way to do it and that's not the way. I mean, let's all get to know ourselves individually and those in what works, and then come together in unity and respect, you know, the differences in a way that can harmonize the diversity and make it work for us versus against us. And I think there's so many tactics that are playing into historical wounds and sensitivities that are being weaponized to create a lot of confidence and victimhood, instead of coming together and realizing the games that are being played, you know, take our passion and our anger and move it in a direction of division instead of unity. I don't know. I think you know what I'm saying. But again, going back to the importance of self-awareness and recognizing the gifts of what you carry and how to manage it. Like, some people are out of control healers. They'll just take on energies and they'll feel really exhausted at the end of the day. They don't realize that they're, you know, wanting to give that energy to others that might not have it. Or, you know, there's just ways to work with all of this without it depleting you, and ways to unlock a lot of the blockages in your physical body by just writing it out, or doing something artistic or creative, so that you're not internalizing your own gifts to the point where it's toxic because there's no outlet. So it's amazing to see the diversity in, you know, what people carry and how everybody's got the potential to embody what their truth is, and answer to that deeper, you know, soul calling. There's not a chosen one. There's no like special people. Like, the chosen one is love and wisdom and just truth, right? Everybody has access to it.
Right. So we really have to be careful witnessing all these forces out there that are trying to influence us and control us in many ways, and well-meaning people too, who are, in a sense, out of control themselves and don't realize what they're imposing on others. And so we have to really, I think, be sensitive of what information is coming in and from what sources, that we can maintain our own inner integrity. Because, you know, there are too many people out there who wanting to impose their purpose on us
beyond our control, and we're just going to be subject to whatever we're told, or going to be thrown, or somebody's analysis of it. And predictions are great and all, to be prepared, but like, what do you align with? What is your vision and dream? What do you want to create and manifest? And it's very important that we hold a safe container for our sacred energies to be grounded, to be in the flow of it all. Because just getting yanked into, you know, something else, to the point where we forget the power that we hold, you know, is an important growth period. And this is what the eclipse is all about, with all the Aries. And some people who are still stuck in the shadow might be really running negative ego. They don't recognize the wounds. They're not being transparent with themselves. And so they're just acting out and they feel deeply uncomfortable inside. They just don't know how to tap into that. And I think with Pluto moving into Aquarius, Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, eventually moving into Aries, you know, it's really like, where do we need to move beyond the creative imagination being infected by things that are stirring up like the what ifs or our belief systems being caught in the net, and where can we purify that and clear that out? So, you know, we are the visionaries, we are the co-creators of our future. And so people are facing a lot of past life memories and a lot of things within themselves where, you know, that outer authority, no matter what form it's coming in, is up for question. So that we can be our own inner authority. What rules and protocols or disciplines do we need in our lives to help us to thrive? And what sort of disciplines and responsibilities are we consenting to that repress us and control us and limit us? Because the higher octave of Saturn is self-mastery. The lower is this inverted tyranny and outside authority. And it's sort of like that false parent that we're learning to break up with, or that false partner. And we have so much to look forward to when it comes to the true relationship to our divine blueprint, to creation, to, you know, the things that are unconditionally loving us and supporting us in reclaiming all that we are. And thousands and thousands of years of history didn't really encourage that. And it's been very sort of smeared and sort of like laughed off, and a lot of labels have been thrown at it. So people just don't even look there. But this is not about adopting a belief system. It's about remembering all that you are and what you can create and what you need to move through to clear these inner elementals, because the earth responds to us. And that's why my book, Awakening the Truth Frequency, isn't about my truth. Awaken to my truth is about what is your truth. Discern everything in this book. But the most important thing is it activates something within you, and you just feel like more empowered to step up to what it is that just makes you feel like, wow, you know, you are a part of writing the script for a much greater storyline than the one that we've been thrown. And positive energy isn't just some idealistic concept. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but when we face adversity, we can upgrade, we can move through the gatekeepers and the different tactics to hijack us. And allow that to be an opportunity to reclaim what's been dormant. Because in every challenge, there's more of us to retrieve and know how to override and overcome. But if we keep getting victimized and we keep thinking that something outside of us has the answer, we're allowing that hijack instead of, you know, that ability to discover the missing pieces that know exactly what to do. Because we're like really challenged to be a spiritual athlete. Fly over the obstacles. If you keep hitting your head, get back up and try again, because you're only gaining strength and you're only gaining more of yourself. And I feel that all these challenges are to help us to fall back on ourselves and be a lot more inner resourceful, more than it is to derail us and harm us and to fear, you know, these powers that be. They only have power because of the power they stole. That's our power we need to retrieve, because they're vampiric and parasitic. So this is a good time, you know, to celebrate, you know, that this is, you know, what the awakening is. It's not awakening to something outside yourself. So don't get intimidated by, do I have to believe that conspiracy, or do I have to believe in these tools or modalities? No, just at least believe in yourself and allow yourself permission to really feel it, to heal it. And not mask it, cover it up with some pharmaceutical, or escape it, you know, and know you're not alone. So
I love listening to you.
Oh, good. I a little bit of coffee. I'm like,
oh, you're wonderful. It's so great. So we have a few minutes left. And you have a book that you can tell us about.
Yes. I don't have a copy right in front of me, which I should, but it's called Awakening the Truth Frequency. You can find it on Amazon. And I will be sharing it on my website, and you can get a signed copy. I just don't have any in stock right now. But if anybody wants to get the Kindle or order it on Amazon, it's called Awakening the Truth Frequency. And I'll definitely get you a copy and send it to you. And it's about my life journey. It's about what our junk DNA really is, a lot about our galactic history, what the dark weaponry has done to the planetary grids, but how all that is being corrected and repaired, what this window period is all about, and a lot about my great-grandfather's administration and exposing things that I found out that really crush a lot of the false narratives that are being spoken about what took place with ETs and what really took place after the Second World War and what we're dealing with, but not, you know, to fear, but just to be aware, just like you would want to know if a friend was trying to warn you that your partner's cheating and deceiving you and you're ignoring the red flags. It's just the more awareness we have, the more we can prioritize what we need to do to overcome and override, because this is the war on the mind and consciousness. And so, yeah, hopefully people will get a lot out of it and walk away just feeling really reassured and stronger and know the knowingness of all that you came here to be.
Yeah, I love that. And your website is?
CosmicGaia.org. And I've got events coming up. New Living Expo in San Rafael, California, April 19th to 21st. There's a lot of events. I got to update my website, but you can book a session there and join the subscription list. I do Zoom meetings. I know you've been a part of them. And I'm going to be updating my website, and a whole new platform is going to be ready for next year. So okay. I'll keep people updated so you can join the free newsletter to find out more.
Great. And you're going to be back in New York too, I think, in the fall, right?
In the fall. I'm not going to the New Life Expo that's coming up, but I always end up back in the New York area.
All right.
And I'll let you know in advance.
So yeah, it was so great getting together with you when you were in New York before.
I know your journey and all that you are connected with is so mind-blowing and fascinating. And I've seen your chart, and it's a very rare chart, just filled with unbelievable geometry and grand trines and super high vibrational energies. And the stories and the experiences that you have with the chart you have doesn't surprise me, but it's totally awe-inspiring. And I look forward to having you on my show to go into it all. And
I love the Andar crystals.
And so I really appreciate you having me, and I love
Right, we'll talk. No, this is so wonderful, and I really appreciate your dedication to everything about what you do and what you're here for. You're an eight of hearts, and that's, you know, infinite passion and infinite love, and you exhibit that all the time. So it's beautiful to see.
Oh, thank you so much. Good to be here, and everybody enjoy the eclipse.
Good. Thank you for saying that. And thanks again for being on Energy Stew.
Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver, HEART River.org. And thanks so much for listening.